This is Test Case Scenario with me, your host, Jason Baum. This podcast is the definitive hub for knowledge and stories in the software testing and development communities. If you're new to the channel, hit the subscribe button and let's dive straight into the episode.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Test Case Scenario. I'm your host, Jason Baum, and with us, as always, our guest panelists, Evelyn Coleman and Marcus Merrill.
Hello.
Hey, folks.
Howdy.
Marcus, where are you?
I'm in the Austin Airport American Airlines lounge.
A remote shoot today.
Yeah, from my phone, so hopefully everything's okay.
Awesome. Marcus is so dedicated to this podcast. He does not miss an episode, no matter where he is in the United States or other. So thank you. Thank you, Marcus.
Always.
And we have something else that we're going to announce here at the top of the episode. Evelyn, you have some news for us?
Yes, I am making my way forward to a new role. I will be leaving Test Case Scenario. I have loved getting to speak with all of you and getting to work with my fabulous co-hosts. Hopefully this won't be the last time you hear from me from this platform, but formally will not be a host going forward.
Evelyn, do you want to give out your email and phone number so that the listeners can follow up with you
personally? You can add me on LinkedIn. I think some folks already have, and you can find me, Evelyn Coleman, on LinkedIn. If you have questions about automated testing, onboarding customers, what it's like to work with amazing podcast people like
these guys,
like Marcus and Brian Titus, and all of those good things.
Yeah, we couldn't do an episode you're leaving and not focus on you. So I feel like today we're just going to make it the Evelyn episode, and we're going to make you feel really bad about leaving. But more importantly, we really want to just understand, and we're excited for you. But more importantly, I think with your last episode, perhaps you could depart by giving us some wisdom and our listeners some wisdom that you have learned over your years at Sauce Labs and on the podcast of, you know, interacting with customers and interacting with folks in the field who are doing test automation on a day-to-day basis. And maybe off the top of your head, what are the top three challenges you think that people come to you with?
Ooh, to me, I wear so many hats. I would say from a customer service perspective, the biggest challenge that I've been asked about is around value and providing value to customers, just providing value to anybody that you work with, providing value to anybody in your life, really, not to get philosophical, but always undervalue what you're giving and overvalue what you're asking for so that the relationship piggy bank always stays full and you never go in debt. So if you're doing something nice for your customers that sounds really awesome, but still kind of shortchange yourself into the value that you had and the impact you had on them. And when you ask them for things like referrals or to fill out surveys, always kind of overvalue what that ask looks like and take more out of the piggy bank. That way, you're always in the green. So from a customer perspective, from a testing perspective, it depends. That's what I already say on the podcast, right?
Well, hey, I thought that was Marcus's line.
I learned that from Marcus.
We'll get you the t-shirt when we make it.
Don't work in a silo. Get help. Go listen to the podcasts. Go do your research online. There's so many ways to do it. And the way that your company is asking you to do it, or the way that they've just been doing it when you got there, might not be the best way. That said, caveat, there's a lot of advice out there. So look for the advice that makes you feel like it's going to fit with what you're doing. If you were doing something at a previous company, really take a look at the context that is surrounding you before you just overlay the same framework, the same habits, because your new product, your new customers, and your new surroundings might be completely different. So don't be afraid to go back in the field and ask for advice.
When I first approached you to do the podcast, you basically said to me, why? This is a great question. That's exactly what you, I guess, should ask. Why did you do the podcast, though?
Because I had people that I believed. I came in very skeptical. I was like, you just want a woman on your podcast. But I knew Marcus, and I had gotten to know Jason, and I just trusted you when you answered and said that wasn't it.
Yeah, I mean, I believed from the moment we invited you on the podcast that you were going to be the like the most critical piece, kind of the reality check, the bullshit check, the one that understands what's really going on with customers when we ask them to do these crazy things. You're like, they can't do that. You got to meet them where they are. So I maintain that if we search for a successor for Evelyn, it's got to pass the Evelyn test, which is, what's the reality? Are they bringing reality to us as opposed to just me and Nikolai theorizing and endlessly?
I think that's exactly what you bring to the podcast is you're the voice of reason. I'm too wacky. I ask inane questions. And then Marcus just like waxes poetically about why Web3 is terrible. And Nikolai does his Arnold impersonation. Then you have this way of always kind of bringing it back to real life and like what other people are thinking. You have an ability to see it through other people's lenses, through our customers and our the automation engineers that are out there through their lens. And that's really important. And sometimes, you know, while we all shoot to do the same, you actually do this on a daily basis, working, you know, directly with the field, and it comes out in your take on the issues that we talk about, which that's really difficult to be losing and not easily to be replaced. So
that's really sweet. Does ChatGPT have any questions for me before they buy ChatGPT?
No, ChatGPT just wrote that for me. No, just
kidding. I can never use ChatGPT again once I leave the podcast.
No, you'll never be able to use ChatGPT again without thinking of us.
That is true. But both of you are really sweet. I've been honored to be on the podcast with y'all. I've been honored to have the beautiful audience that we have and our listeners. I still can't believe we have so many listeners. TikTok did try to get me to subscribe. And it was like, do you know these people? And I was like, that's me. That's a picture of me. I felt like Obi-Wan Kenobi. I was like, of course I know him.
By the way, you can find us on TikTok.
You can find us on TikTok. What Marcus said, I do want to reiterate that. Meet yourself where you're at. Meet your testing practice where it's at. Meet the software, the open source that you're using where it's at. Right? Don't expect a giant corporation experience when you're using a framework that's built by like two people. They shouldn't expect the same from you as a, you know, as a contributor. When you're looking at new software, when you're looking at new things, it's great to do a huge digital revolution in your company. That's fantastic. I support it. But remember where you're at. Remember what you're initially capable of so that you get enough value to continue the program right away. And same thing for yourself. Remember where you're at and go easy on yourself.
What do you want to say, I guess, like if this was your last chance to talk to the, it won't be, but if it was like the last chance to talk to the engineers who you talk to on a daily basis, what is like the thing you want to do to say like, goodbye to the industry, but like more give them something to chew on for the future? What's your last words?
Testing and automated testing is really hard. And when you're in it, when you're in the industry and you're surrounded by it, there are people who are really phenomenal, like Nikolai. There's people that have really strong opinions and you think that they're just doing incredible work. Comparison is the thief of joy. Don't forget to go make things. Don't forget to build new things. Don't forget to go to that Python meetup or whatever, where you're not just in the testing industry, because it's a really hard industry. And that way you can come back and go, you're right. This is really hard, and give yourself a break.
I'll be at that Python meeting. Well, I'm going to be at PyCon. That's awesome. You always have such an amazing way of saying it. Marcus, anything you want to ask Evelyn?
You've been a treasure since the day I met you. I was very happy to be your boss for about 3 weeks back in the day to get you on that team and set you on this path that you're on. And I will forever be seeking your counsel for having wisdom far beyond your years and mine.
You're making me cry. Thank you, Marcus. And thank you, Jason.
Will you come back to do another, is it a dating app or is it a rideshare company?
My favorite part of the podcast is how wacky we get. Like 100% the ideas that we have. We know it's not like the most put together, but it is fun. And I hope our audience feels the same way.
Yeah, the one thing you can never doubt about us is that we're like having fun. Hopefully that you feel that out there as much as we do here, because we're always having fun. And to me, that was always, that's always representative of this, the sauce brand, because if you know us out in the wild, we're the people who give out the hot sauce at events, and we have the cool t-shirts and all this wacky swag and everything, and Saucebot. And you know, how do you take that persona, that and put it into a show? I feel like that's test case scenario, and I hope that's what we're achieving here. At least it feels like it, and that was always the intent. Evelyn, we always could count on you to like come up with something quirky. I tried to match you, but it's really hard. Like, I really do. I've tried, but you always come up with such great ideas.
I am put on the spot by you, and my brain all is the just time. Like, do something. I don't know. It's because of the trust, like going back to the trust, right? Yeah. Like if I didn't trust you and I wasn't able to just like put those wacky ideas out there, then wouldn't be where we're at. But I do want to thank our audience. I want to thank Jason, Marcus, Nikolai, Titus, all of our amazing guests that the team has brought on. Oh, and our amazing editors, all of them, everybody. So big thank you to
everyone. There's a lot of work that goes into this production, even though at times we try to make it really hard on them. There's a lot of work that goes into it.
All the time they say, fix that in post. Yeah. And Jason went, I am post.
I'm not post anymore.
Thank not you. Anymore.
But yeah, in the early days, I'm just so amazed by how far we've gotten in just a short period of time. You definitely have to come back and be a guest at some point. And we do bring back people. We have a habit of that. We have a habit of bringing people back, so you're definitely going to have to do that. All right. I think this is where we'll end it. Anybody wants to say before we head out?
I wish we had like a saying, like kick butt, do tests, get rest.
The thing that Titus repeated to me 3 or 4 times over the last couple of days of this conference was, remember that your test suite isn't finished running until you've analyzed all the results, including the failures.
Yes, if a test runs in the woods and no one's around to analyze the results, does it make a sound?
That's a beautiful. That was one of your finest moments. And it's true, right? I've heard that repeated now. I've been able to call it back a few times just because now you've educated me over the past however long we've been doing the podcast for. I will say this, and I don't know, maybe if you both want to like add some color to it, but when I got here, I was under the impression, like I've heard from others who are not in the industry, testing is boring. And now I have a completely different take on that. I don't think testing is boring at all. Testing is very hard. Like you said, testing is very complex, and testing requires, honestly, a great deal of knowledge that is big picture about the product you're making and holds a vital role in the SDLC. And we'd be lost without testing. We'd have a bunch of stuff that doesn't work. So I don't think it's not cool at all. I don't know how we go about changing that. Obviously, this is one way of trying to change that. But I don't know. Did you guys, Marcus is a lifelong tester, but Evelyn, did you come in feeling that way?
I didn't know anything about testing when I started at Soft nearly like 6 years ago. And at the time, everybody around me I had Titus and all these folks just telling me how cool testing was and all this cool swag. So it took me years to realize that, like, to other people, testing wasn't cool. It was a real, like, awakening moment. You know, I talked to other folks from outside of the industry and they were like, oh, testing? We don't even do that. And I was like, why? And they're like, it's a bottleneck and it just slows everything down. And I was like, what?
You know what it is too? It's not just the testing. It's the people. People in testing, the QAs, the SDETs, the We could just go platform engineers, DevOps, these are the coolest people I've known.
They're cool.
Like the coolest people I've known in my life. I consider many of them good friends now in a short period of time. And it's just such a great industry to be part of.
Definitely. The people are phenomenal. If you're in it for the people, it's where you should be.
Yeah. And just love the audience and love all of you for listening. And Evelyn, we love you. We're going to miss you very dearly. Like I said, you're going to come back. You want to do the outro?
I think Andy does. Andy, touch. Touch.
Oh. We got a pet.
My poodle is here.
Oh, the poodle's going to do the outro?
Yeah.
All right, Andy, go take it away, Andy.
He says, thank you for listening to Test Case Scenario. This is our host, Marcus Rowe, Jason Baum, and signing off, Evelyn Coleman. Have a great rest of your week.
Thank you for joining us on Test Case Scenario. Share your thoughts in the comments. We'll make sure to respond to each and every single one. Don't forget to subscribe and hit that notification bell to keep in touch. If you missed our last episode, it's popping up on your screen right now. So, click it. Until next time on Test Case Scenario.